Yesterday, China successfully landed a probe on the moon in an area known as the Ocean of Storms. The mission? To drill into the lunar soil and return to Earth with samples. If it returns safely, it'll be the first batch of rock and soil retrieved from the moon in over half a century. Joining us is Andrew Jones, a correspondent at Space News. Andrew, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the landing yesterday, very dramatic. You've been posting video of it on Twitter. Describe what that was like, just to watch this happen.
It was fairly dramatic, to be honest. There was apparently to be live coverage from China, and there were streams up and running. But about 10 minutes before the descent of the spacecraft was supposed to happen, the feeds were cut, so we didn't know what was going on, if there was a problem with the spacecraft, or if the landing attempt had been aborted, or if just they decided that they wanted to cut the coverage. So we're in the dark for 20 minutes or so, waiting to know what happened. And then we finally got social media posts from news outlets in China saying that they've done it. And it's only later that we got to see this fantastic footage of the spacecraft making its descent and landing in the Ocean of Storms.
Wow. So what's next? It's got to gather up this moon dust, essentially, and bring it back to Earth. How's that going to happen?
Yeah, so almost immediately after landing, the lander started drilling into the surface to collect samples from beneath the surface, and also scooping material on top of the landing site. So they're collecting in two different techniques, and they're going to collect around about 2 kilograms and maybe as much as 4 kilograms. And a lot of that has been done already. The next step is going to be even more challenging for China, as it's something that they haven't done before. They're going to have to lift off from another planetary body. So there's an ascent vehicle on top of the lander that's being filled with the samples, and that needs to launch in around about 24 hours from now. And then it needs to rendezvous and dock with an orbiter, which is waiting in lunar orbit. So these are very complex and challenging stages that China needs to go through next in this quite ambitious quest to bring back these samples from the moon.
So, right. I mean, Andrew, all that for just a few pounds of rock. And American and Soviet missions in the past have already done this. I mean, it was a long time ago, but what new value does this cargo have for China's scientists and probably for the world too? I mean, what can we all learn from it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the samples taken from the Apollo landing sites and the Soviet lunar missions, those samples are over 3 billion years old. So what scientists believe now is, based on observations from satellites in orbit around the moon, that there are some areas of the moon which may be much younger than those other sites we visited. So there are very interesting questions here. Why would there be volcanism, which would be creating these new rocks, happening in some areas of the moon and not others? And also, what constitutes those samples and how is that affecting the geology in the area? So bringing those back would give us a great insight into the history of the moon, but also then the solar system. So the other thing to notice about this is a very complex mission. So not like the Soviet missions, which came straight back, but they're doing a lunar orbit rendezvous and docking, which is more like Apollo. So this is also a signal that China wants to eventually, in the future, possibly put astronauts on the moon and bring them back, not just samples.
Well, and it's not the only mission that China has for the moon. What does all of this say about where the country's space program is?
Well, this tells us that China has a very long view of what it wants to do in space, and it has a methodical step-by-step approach. And it is making technological breakthroughs and has some rather serious goals for lunar exploration. So we're going to see NASA going back to the moon in this decade. It's going to be quite an interesting next 10 years or so for the moon.
Fascinating. Andrew Jones, a correspondent at Space News. Thanks for catching us up.
Thanks very much.